This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Time flies when you're me, Chris.
What?
It does. All right.
Let's get to some emails.
Jesse, I wanted to know who's taking over your show when Chris or Michael off to the Holy when you, Chris, and Michael are off to the Holy Land next year.
Uh-oh.
I actually never thought about that, Chris. Who's taking over the show? Do we know? We'll figure it out later. I can't believe I never even considered that. Not only am I leaving, all the production staff is leaving too. Look, we'll get some good feelings, I guarantee it. Remember, what she's talking about is next summer of 2023, right, Chris? 2023. Next summer, we are going as a show to the Holy Land, 10 days in Israel. Going to walk where Jesus walked. We're going to go see the Roman Masada fortress and the ramp they built up there. Like, we're going to geek out on history for 10 days, and everyone's welcome to come. I'm bringing my whole family along. My parents are coming. Chris, Michael are coming, but everyone's coming. So look, you're welcome to come along. No pressure, but it's going to be a blast. If you want to go, they have a link for it. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse if you want to go sign up for it. But that is actually a really good question. Who's going to take over the show? People loved Lisa Booth. I love Lisa. Lisa's good people. People love James T. As always, I love James T. Harris. So I'm sure we'll mix them in. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe we should just go silent, Chris. Maybe we should. What? No, hear me out. Listen, 3 hours of silence. I'm sure all the affiliates would love that. 3 hours of silence on the air to remind people how much they miss me, Chris. What? I like that. That's important. Chris, remember this. You never want your feeling to be better than you are, buddy. It's critical. They always be worse. Jesse, I have a better plan for Donald Trump. I don't want Trump to run for president because it will be nothing but constant media bashing. His family doesn't need that, and the country doesn't need it. Instead, he should do the following. One, continue to support the true conservatives to be elected. Two, make a deal with Republican leaders in Congress to choose him to be Speaker of the House when the Republican Party takes over. The advantage, Trump will be in a major position to direct and control the political landscape. Trump will be a very powerful political position 2 years earlier than if he was president. Listen, Donald Trump is going to run for president. He was always going to run for president. The Federal Bureau of Investigation sending 30 agents in to rifle through his wife's wardrobe has guaranteed he's going to run for president again. I understand a lot of you love it. I understand a lot of you hate it. But you got to understand that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you love or hate it. Donald Trump feels cheated. And frankly, justifiably so. Donald Trump feels like he was kneecapped by the administrative state, which he was. His 4-year presidency was absolutely kneecapped by the administrative state. He feels like he was impeached twice for nothing, which he was. And now Donald Trump feels like the election was stolen from him, which, let's be frank, there was a gigantic amount of cheating in the 2020 election. I've seen enough. I mean, haven't you seen enough? Well, no one's ever going to know the amount, right? We're never going to know how many it was, but come on. Precincts in Wisconsin with 100% of the people voting. That's not possible. It didn't happen, right? We know. There's tons of evidence. We know. Something happened. Plus, Donald Trump is a type A personality that feels like he should be in charge. Now, when people talk about type A personalities like Trump, oftentimes they talk about it as if it's a negative thing. Oh, it's all about him, or it's an ego thing. Man, that's what leaders are like. That's part of the reason they're leaders. They do think they're smarter than everyone else. They do think they should be in charge of everyone else. There are 1,001 reasons Trump is going to run. We don't need to do this thing where I wish Trump would do this instead or do this instead. Donald Trump is running. He's going to run. He feels cheated. He feels like he owes some people some serious payback, which, let's be honest, he does. And he's going to run. And frankly, I think that's a good thing. I want them all to run. I think everyone should get in the race. And look, let's be honest. Donald Trump may get up there and start running, especially in light of this. And Donald Trump may start presenting concrete plans. I'm going to fire these people. I'm going to fire these generals. I'm going to fire the FBI. We're going to get this cleaned out. I've seen the administrative state. I've seen the worst of it. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to fix it all. And we're going to, maybe Donald Trump will get out there in a Republican primary and be on message and tell you the things that you want to hear and promise us that he's going to go clean out the administrative state. And no, I'm not talking about drain the swamp chance. I mean, tell us a plan. And maybe he won't. Maybe it'll be endless sit-down interviews with these media people who hate his guts. Maybe it'll be more bragging about Pfizer and things like that. And then you'll choose someone else. But I think he should get in, and we should have that choice, don't you? I think Heavy D should get in too. Get in. Go run. I want everyone to get. I want Cruz to run. I want people I don't even like to run. Get that useless idiot from South Carolina, Tim Scott, in there too. Get them all up there because it gets them all sharper and on message. When they all have to compete for our vote, they start talking the way we want them to talk. If there's just a coronation, if it's just a, well, hand him the nomination, then they don't have to earn your vote. They already have you. And if they don't have to earn your vote, they don't listen to you. We need them listening to us. Shogun Denzel wannabe. That's not very nice. What, Chris? He's talking about how Denzel and I have the symmetrical faces. Don't you remember? Anyway, you refer to WEF as communist, but are they not more fascist? If I recall correctly, public-private partnerships were more Albert Speer's economic model set up for the Nazi regime. Are the leftists in America more Maoist or Leninist in their version of the Cultural Revolution? Last, Oracle, do you think we are at the point where the military will fire on civilians? Your show is depressing people to have a few buds to get through. make sure to change to Pure Talk. I'm saving tons. I told you Pure Talk saves people a bunch of money. Buenas tardes, he says, Dave. All right, let's start from the end. All right, we'll start from the back and work our way forward. Quit, Chris. Will the military fire on civilians? It's probably an appropriate time to have a discussion. Once again, a discussion we've had many times on the show. A very, very, very uncomfortable discussion. Nevertheless, it's going to be one we always have. What's the book I tell you to read over and over and over and over and over again? No, it's not the one I'm writing. It's not a friend's book. What's the book? I don't even know the author. What's the book? Ordinary Men is the name of the book. What's it about? You're going to look at the cover of it and you're going to think, oh, it's a Nazi book, a Holocaust book. No. I mean, it is, but it's a book about human nature. And I've told you before, I'll tell you again, you had a bunch of reservists. German Army reservists. We're not talking about these Aryan nation freaks who led the German. We're just talking a bunch of fat accountants and lawyers and things like that who, like, you know, that one weekend a month type thing. Just reservists. Just normal dudes. Not a bunch of Jew haters. 500 of them were called one day. They were in Poland, and they were told they had to go to a village and liquidate all the women, children, and old people. And just so you understand, kill them. They had to go take all the men, frog march the men out of town. They were sending the Jewish men off to a labor camp, and the Jewish women and children and old people were to be taken into the forest and shot in the back of the head. 500 men were told this. The commander was sick to his stomach about the order he'd been given. The commander was so sick about it, he stood in front of his 500 men and he told them, "You don't have to go. You don't have to do this. You don't have to follow this order." Do you know how many of the 500 men chose to stay out of that village? 10. 10 men stepped forward. 490 of the 500 picked up their weapons, walked into a village, and shot women and children in the back of the head. Do not believe this lie that these things can't happen here. Everywhere these things have ever happened, the people were saying that right before it started happening. As far as the rest of it, what are we dealing with? I'll actually address that in just a second. I want to read this email real quick, though. Dr. Jay Steele saw a PBS article this morning. Quote, "There seems to be little doubt that the Justice Department had compelling justifications for this search." Oh, gosh, these people. Anyway, he goes on to say, "I have to admire the audacity. They know there is nothing there, but for 7 years, they continue to string their minions along." And he says, "P.S. I love the Percal sheets. I like them so much, I tried to buy another set, but they are now out of the color. You weren't wrong when you said hurry. Now I have regrets." How often, when I talk about one of the great products that's available on the show, how often do I tell you, hurry, buy now? I never do that, right? So when I do that, please take me at my word. MyPillow told me, I asked, and they told me, yes, the Percal sheets are the summer sheets, but they're majorly popular and supplies are limited, so make sure you tell people they have to hurry. That's when I tell you to hurry, I mean it. Go get your Percal sheets before they're gone. They're summer sheets. They're breathable. You don't sit there and sweat. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, I'll get back to this answer here. I'll get back to these emails in a second. But I did want to, courtesy of Maze, play you. You know that judge, Bruce Reinhardt, the guy who signed off on the warrant to go raid Donald Trump's home? This is a little flashback of Bruce Reinhardt. Just remember, these are the people who are now your judges.
Joining us now, Bruce Reinhardt, former federal prosecutor, co-chair of White Collar and Government Compliance Practice Group for McDonald Hopkins. Counselor, good to have you here. The palace adamantly denying Prince Andrew was involved in any way. You had a legal analysis on what's happening there. Is he basically safe from prosecution?
Just a quick reminder, Prince Andrew, he's asking him about his ties to Epstein and the international sex trafficking ring. That's what this is about.
He's safe from, yes, I think he's safe from prosecution for a lot of reasons. One, it's unlikely that the U.S. government would go after a member of the royal family, whether he has diplomatic immunity or not. I think that's unlikely. And the accusations in this case are very old, and while the statute of limitations may not have run.
Oh, so what? You raped a few minors? That was years ago.
I think it's unlikely that they would pursue
something. Did Hillary Clinton break any laws?
Not that we've heard of yet. At this point, we don't know. We're going to have to let some more facts come out. If there's classified informations in emails or other security information that was put through the private email system as opposed to the government email system, that's going to be a problem for her. Or if they destroyed emails that shouldn't have been destroyed, that's going to be a problem.
So what would be that trigger then that would immediately say somebody, we got a case?
Classified information, information that's top secret, information that's otherwise protected, or, as I said, obstruction of justice, destruction of evidence that shouldn't have been destroyed.
Hillary deleted 30,000 emails after she was under subpoena and took a hammer to her BlackBerry phones. You know what happened to Hillary Clinton? Nothing. And that was Bruce Reinhardt, the judge who just signed off on the raid on Donald Trump's home. Now back to this email before I get to a couple more of these things here. Remember, by the way, if you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Go catch the podcast. If you want to email me, you are welcome to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. The guy asks if the leftists in America are more Maoists or Leninists in their version of the Cultural Revolution. Much more Maoists. Something people don't realize about China. I don't expect people to be a China expert, and they're kind of our enemy, so you're even less about China now. But China has a bunch of different cultures from within it, too. We look at this huge country and we think, oh, they're all Chinese. There are all kinds of different regions and subcultures within China. A big part of Mao's Cultural Revolution, when he was killing everybody and destroying graves and things like that, a big part of it was simply pitting these cultures against each other. You see, that's what they've done here in America so well. I mean, I brought this up earlier. I keep bringing it up. I'm going to keep bringing it up over and over and over again. The relationship with Black America and white America, do you think it's better now or worse now than it was in the 1980s, 1990s? Unquestionably worse, right? You remember the Black Lives Matter riots and all these other, unquestionably worse. Well, how's that happen? How's it get worse? Shouldn't be worse. Aren't we growing and more tolerant? It's worse because they made it worse. Why do you think they divide all these different subgroups up, the American Communist does? Why do you think they do that? They do that so they can pit them all against you. Who's the enemy of the feminists? I don't say the buffet table. That's not nice. Who's the enemy of the feminists? You. They've made it you, the traditional American. Traditional American. You're the enemy of the feminists. Who's the enemy of the climate change nutters? You. Your freaking car. Your SUV, your breath, your thermostat, you're the enemy. Who's the enemy of Black Lives Matter? You, cultural oppressor, or whatever these idiots say. Antifa, who's the enemy? You. You see what I mean? They divide all these subgroups up, just like Mao did, but they give them all a common enemy. You. They're Maoists. Remember, and by the way, speaking of Barack Obama, because remember, all this stuff goes back to Obama. Obama really was the great destroyer. He really was. He was a community activist, a committed America-hating communist. He was taught by committed America-hating communists, and he spent 8 years in government filling up our government with committed America-hating communists. That's why we're in so much trouble now. So many of these people are Obama's people. But remember this about Barack Obama. Always remember. He sucked. No, it's a lot more than that. Barack Obama was very, very effective at what he did because Barack Obama knew how to divide. He was so good at dividing. That's what Barack Obama did better. Think how wild this is. How much worse did race relations get when we got a Black president? Why do you think that was? It wasn't because he was Black. That's what he knew how to do. Divide. Isolate. And divide. That's how he was taught. That's why we are where we are now. This is what they do. These people are now all throughout our government. The truth is, when Barack Obama walked out of the White House after 8 years, we were already screwed. We just didn't know it yet. And then we had this election of Donald Trump, and it was so inspirational. And I mean, remember, when Donald Trump beat Hillary, I didn't even like Trump. I was a Ted Cruz guy, but I still went out and, of course, voted for Trump because Hillary Clinton's the Antichrist. But even, look, as someone who didn't like Trump at the time, I remember how amazing that night felt. Don't you remember that night when Trump beat Hillary? I mean, it felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I know you felt the same. It was a great night. Little did we know. We just didn't know. We didn't know that the administrative state was full of Barack Obama's communist subversives. We didn't realize we had an FBI full of communists, DOJ, CIA, NSA, IRS. We didn't know, and now we know. And the question is, are we going to get them out? Do we have what it takes to get them out? And here's the problem with that. Do we have what it takes to get them out, and who's going to get them out? You know, Trump, DeSantis, whoever. The real truth of the matter is the things that need to be done to salvage the federal system, the things that need to be done by a Republican president to salvage the federal system are almost undoubtedly things that will get a Republican president impeached immediately. And in fact, there'll be things the public doesn't like. I know you're all about that abolish the FBI life right now, and so am I. How's your normal neighbor going to view that? If a Republican president walks into office and tries to completely abolish the FBI, how's your neighbor going to take that? You see what I mean? All right, we have more on this. Hang on, I'm not quite done. I was blind.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas tardes.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing a very merry Buenas tardes from us to you. Don't forget, you can email the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We had Julie Kelly on for two segments earlier. You know that's not exactly something I do often. I normally don't even have any guests, but I had Julie Kelly on because I wanted her to lay out the 6 years of FBI crimes, and she did very, very well. If you missed that, you really want to go download the podcast. That is worth it. I mean, this just... listen to Chuck Schumer from 2017.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
He went on TV and called it. He knew. You think Chuck Schumer didn't know? You think Chuck Schumer didn't have allies in the FBI telling him, we're taking him down, we're going after them? They know. Shogun. Last week around 1:30 a.m., my 21-year-old son and four of his friends were taking a Lyft home from a birthday celebration. 1 mile from the exit, their Lyft was rear-ended by someone going in excess of 110 miles an hour. Dag gone. They were in the right lane, and as a speeding car slammed into the back of them, they spun across three lanes of traffic and smashed into the concrete barrier facing the wrong direction. All airbags in the van deployed and every window was blown out. Seemingly out of nowhere, a man appeared with a flashlight and calmly helped each person out of the car and to the side of the road. Once everyone was out, he put everyone into his truck and drove them across three lanes of traffic to the right shoulder into the grass to safety. He proceeded to stay with them until the police and ambulance arrived and gave a statement, all while making sure everyone stayed safe and calm as possible. I tell you this because when the kids told us about that man who helped them, the only thing they can remember besides his calm, compassionate demeanor is he was a former Marine. When you speak about the soft purge of the military, it breaks my heart to think that these brave souls who were not only willing to help and protect while serving, but also in their daily lives, will no longer be in the majority. They are slowly being replaced by confused, liberal trans people who would rather drive by an accident as it happened instead of putting aside their own safety to help save the lives of six people they never met. We need heroes like this man who put his life on the line at 1:30 in the morning on a busy freeway, leaving a major city to do the right thing and help where he could. All five kids and the driver walked away with minor scrapes and bruises. God bless this hero and all others like him. Without them, our country is doomed. Love your show. Keep being a voice for we the people. Says I can say her name. Her name is Meg. I don't know what the odds are that this gentleman is listening to the sound of my voice right now, but if that's you, please email jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We've got something for you. So I just wanted to read that in case that's you. And look, the question was asked earlier about the military and, you know, do I think the military would fire on us? Oh, of course, especially now. We're losing the good ones. And who's replacing them? A bunch of vicious cultural Marxists. Remember, there's nobody more violent than a weak person. Nobody is more violent than a weak person. It's not the strong guy you have to worry about committing acts of violence against you. It's always the vicious little weakling. And that's what we're filling up our military with now. It's disgraceful. The vaccine mandate stuff, the trans stuff, the anti-white people stuff. We're going to have a military in very short order full of a bunch of vicious little cultural Marxists who will do exactly what they're told. Dear Casper Nap King Kelly, how about you take the Casper job and keep the radio gig? You will get to nap during the radio or during the breaks. In case you missed it yesterday, I freaked everyone out and told them I thought it was going to be my last show. It was just a joke. It was just a tease going into the commercial break, because Casper Mattresses, I heard they're so nice, by the way, Casper Mattresses, they're offering money for people to take naps. And I said, I am a world-class napper. I'm a top 5 napper on the planet. That's actually not a bad job. Maybe Casper should send us a mattress to the studio. Here's the truth. They have this big fancy studio premiere built us here. And I'm very, obviously, we're spoiled rotten. I'm thrilled to have it. And I have a couch. It's a super, super, super long couch. And I have a blanket on it. And I have a MyPillow on it. And I nap virtually every single day. You can ask the fellas when you meet them in Israel. I nap virtually every single day. Whenever I get a chance, an hour or two, boom, Jesse's out. Don't interrupt my beauty sleep, Chris. Anyway, I have actually considered a bed. I would like a bed. But isn't the bed in the studio kind of creepy? Isn't it what, Chris? I understand it's a private room and it's only me. Don't you still think it looks bad to have a bed in the studio? Am I being weird about that? Chris says don't show people. What am I supposed to put it in my back pocket? It's going to be sitting there. We have the corporate suits are always flying in from New York or California. They're like, Jesse, you're the best. But I'm going to have a bed in the studio? That sends the wrong message. It sends the wrong message. Granted, I guess it helps we only have dudes who work here, and this is why we don't have Cinnamon and Tiffany running around the studio, because then you could never have a bed in there. Plus, I wouldn't be able to take my pants off. I take my pants off whenever I nap because I don't like to nap in my pants. And I know this sounds a little Harvey Weinstein-ish, but I can't help it. I don't like to nap in pants, so I go shirt, boxers, an office full of dudes allow you to do that. You can't do that with Tiffany running around. What, Chris? Whoa. Chris just said, so you're saying you have to undress in order to nap. You take that back right now. Did I say I had to? Did I at any point in time say I had to? I could wear full gear. I could wear full combat gear and lay down and take a nap. I don't have to remove my pants. I prefer to remove my pants. And when I lay down and my pants are off, you know what I hear in my head?
You know, freedom is not free.
That's what I hear, Chris. Jesse, one face is enough for most people. Must you wear another on your T-shirt? All right. Obviously, this is a human being who has signed up for the simulcast. Remember, you can watch me do the radio show. If you go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse, you got to pay for it. It's like $100 for the year, but you can watch me do the show. And yes, occasionally I wear anti-communist shirts, and occasionally I wear shirts that have my face on them. I don't understand why I wouldn't wear my face on myself. I love my face. It's fantastic. Michael just brought me one. You see that simulcast, people? That is such That's such a handsome shirt. And the wife gets horrified because I'll wear this shirt out. I'll go to the gas station and stuff like that. And the shirt, you're not wearing that. No, I am wearing that. And you know what? I get compliments on it every single time. And I can tell they're compliments, even though people are a little shocked. It normally comes across like, is that your own face on your shirt? And I happily tell them, yes, it in fact is. Would you like one? All right, we still have another segment, headlines I didn't get to, and then we're going to check off out of here. Before we check off out of here, go buy some gold. Nothing radical. Nothing drastic. You hear me? Don't put yourself in a financial bind. But you see the news. You know the inflation news. You heard all the warnings about where we're going and the, what did he call it? Turbulent times ahead. I've told you, I think we're going into a Great Depression. In the very least, a very, very, very deep recession. Get some gold coins. Gold coins. Oxford Gold Group will mail gold to your front door. And here's the beauty of this. What if you never need it? What if you never need it? Don't you think it'd be really cool to pass down gold to your kids? Maybe then to their kids and their kids. What if 5 generations from now, they have possession of your Oxford gold coins? How cool would that be? That's a cool thing to pass down. 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. Okay, they'll take care of you. Special. 833-995-GOLD.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry, don't worry. I haven't taken that official job of professional napper with Casper yet. So we will be back tomorrow to have some more fun. You can email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, as I mentioned, I've mentioned it before, I don't think the next Republican president, whoever it is, I don't think he's going to be willing to do the very drastic things he needs to do to save the country. I just don't see a lot of will out there from elected officials. I know you have plenty of it. But people want to look nice. They still want to kind of keep one foot in that old world, still want to look good to the media. Just look, we do. We have a low TGOP. We do. I'm not even kidding. I talked to Seton yesterday, Chalk. I talked to Seton. I told him, send him a male vitality stack. One, it'd be hilarious publicity. Two, it'd be great for him. All natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. The male vitality stack, fellas. I've been taking it, 6-7 months. I sleep so much better. I have so much more energy. Ladies, female vitality stack. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, all right? choq.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the entire store. I'm going to do something a little differently now than I normally do. I've done this before, and I kind of enjoyed it. Instead of headlines I didn't get to, we're going to get to sound bites I didn't get to. And in fact, I'm just going to play the entire sound bite list. So let's just go ahead and begin at the beginning.
Actually, I just want to say a number. 0. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
We're in such a disastrous financial situation in the country. We now have the President of the United States of America bragging about 8.5% inflation.
Do you think it's going to be popular when the 87,000 new employees hired by the IRS go around and start auditing people to pay for the Inflation Reduction Act?
So it's very clear. The IRS commissioner was very clear on this. He said that on the record that this only will... It will only apply to those earning over $400,000. The commissioner said, and I quote, these resources are absolutely not about increasing audit scrutiny on small businesses or middle-income Americans, as we have been implanting our investment of these enforcement resources is designed around Treasury directive that audit.
Yeah, this is all a lie. They're coming after you. And remember, like I said last night, they're not coming after you because of your money. They're not coming after you because they care about your money. These people don't care about money. They've been blowing more money than we have forever. They're coming after you, the middle class, because the middle class are considered the enemies of the Democratic Party now. The Democratic Party is the party of the uber rich and the uber poor. They hate your guts. They understand they'll be able to use IRS agents to attack you. That's why they're there. They're to intimidate you. They're to shut you up.
Can you tell us anything more? Was he watching the news? Was he scrolling Twitter? Did someone in his staff flag it for him?
I can tell you this. He was not aware of the Mar-a-Lago raid. I don't know what you guys are calling it before it happened.
She is so bad at her job. This is why diversity hires are an absolute disaster. This is why you don't hire somebody just because she happens to be a black lesbian. That's why, because the current press secretary can't even talk.
What we have seen this.
You know what? I'm tired of her. We're moving on to something else. Mark Milley.
We do not take an oath to a king or a queen, a tyrant or a dictator. We do not take an oath to an individual. No, we do not take.
I actually can't even hear that guy talk anymore. I just want to remind you that Mark Milley was getting ready to resign when Donald Trump finally cracked down on the Black Lives Matter protesters. But Mark Milley did not choose to resign after he is the cause of 13 of our brave warriors getting killed in Afghanistan.
WA1, Washington 1, is considered the ancestral model strain.
I developed the ancestral.
The guy who committed crimes against humanity thinks it's hilarious. You know, again, this is another indictment on the low T GOP that Dr. Fauci, how unafraid these people are, that Dr. Fauci feels so comfortable continuing to go on TV and laugh and whoop it up and have a good time. It really shows you not just the depravity of these people. It shows you how unafraid they are. Man, that is such an indictment on us.
Here's what Americans are dealing with. Eggs are up 38%, margarine 32%, flour 22%, coffee 20%, soup 19%, lunch meat 18%.
I still can't believe anybody would pay a penny more for soup. You should be given soup for free. There's a reason that's what they serve at homeless shelters.
I think what people are feeling like as a personal reaction to the possibility of the doubling of your chances of being audited. Have you ever been audited, sir?
I've never been audited. I actually have a great record in paying my taxes, and I suspect most people who are listening to my voice would say the same thing.
Yeah, just because you pay your taxes doesn't mean you won't be audited. Audits happen all the time. Remember, they happen all the time to poor people as well. Why? Why would the IRS go after poor people? They don't have any money. You can't squeeze blood out of an orange, right? Poor people can't afford lawyers. Lawyers are freaking expensive. And I have to deal with them sometimes now because of all this corporate world stuff that I do now. Contracts here and contracts. It's part of being a huge celebrity, Chris. But I do. I have to deal with them now. And it is amazing. You send them a contract or something, and they'll go over it, and they'll do a few revisions, a couple emails back and forth. Oh, good to go. Okay, contract's finally done. Okay, yeah, here's a bill for $5,000. What? Lawyers are expensive. That's why they go after poor people, because poor people are defenseless. They can't defend themselves, and so the IRS goes after the most vulnerable.
I still think we have a very serious inflation problem in this country. I don't think that inflation problem is going to go away of its own volition. And so I think we're likely to have some quite turbulent times ahead.
Make sure you have your gold, huh? I did tell you to buy gold, didn't I? And I don't mean a piece of paper saying you own some somewhere. Call Oxford and get some gold delivered to your house, 833-995-GOLD.
Cheryl Cassoni, what is that number?
8.5%, 8.5% year over year. That is the headline number.
Keep in mind always when they continue to give these inflation numbers, 8.5%, 9.1%, that all those numbers are lies. The government changed the definition of inflation a long time ago to make themselves look better because inflation's all their fault. When gas is up this much and food's up this much and milk and coffee and eggs and energy, for some reason, the numbers on how much all those things have gone up, they're all a lot more than 8%, yet inflation's only 8.5%. Inflation's a lot more than 8.5%. Here's some news anchors joking about old Hunter.
Bianca was just talking about Joe Biden's vacation headed to South Carolina. We're being also told
that Hunter Biden is getting on Air Force One with President Biden as well.
Wow, how lovely.
So
some well-deserved R&R, they think.
What an embarrassing media we have in this country. All right. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can also download the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating after you subscribe and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. There's like 2,000 of them or something like that now, and it's the funniest thing. It's a long-running gag we've had on the show, and it's just the most hilarious thing because how stupid is that? It's a radio show talking about how my looks. It's just greatness. That's just as good as it gets, all right? Oh, yeah, I guess I do have a simulcast now. That now they can gaze upon me, Chris. All right, keep your chin up. We'll be back tomorrow, okay? That's all.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.